From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. I hope that you were successful with your use of the AX prefix on Australia Day. This is a way of getting together each year and attracting the DX stations and other prefix collectors into making the land of Oz a desirable contact. It's also a way of getting those stations, who seldom make it to the airwaves, to do something a bit special. Maybe the art of the rag chew will come back. Of course, there is the inevitable learning that takes place even for one day of the year. We've recently located to a regional city, and you'll recall how I chanced on the design of an antenna for HF that would fit in a suburban backyard. Well, I set myself the challenge of getting the antenna up for use on Australia Day, and I managed to get it slung in a temporary way and was rewarded by hearing stations. Not only was I receiving, but the internal ATU was matching on the HF bands. I thought that after my marginal success that I would try and catch the AM midweek net. Sadly, I found out that all those things that I'd been reading about were true. Digital and other man-made sources of QRM pegged the S-meter at S7 to 8. I don't know if the net ran that day, but I now have to find some remedy to my noise problem. On another matter, for members of the WIA, it is important to remember that the nominations for the board election are closing at the end of the month. If you have a candidate in mind, now is the time to finalise and submit paperwork. Remember that all board positions are currently vacant this year, and this means we have a larger choice to make as to who will make the best efforts for amateur radio. An effective WIA is the best protection we have for amateur radio in VK. And I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.